Blog Talk Radio.
Truth is out there, Voice of the People radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And the caller numbers is 515-602-9657. And yes, this is the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network. Heard worldwide on a number of platforms around the world, 130-plus countries, and affiliated with the blog, the podcast that we do several times of the week. So we're all connected and we're doing great. This is Super Bowl Sunday. And after speculation of, well, the stuff looked like they only played one national anthem, unless I missed it, and that's our national anthem. So maybe they realize that there'll be a major boycott if they end up doing fleeing the country even further. When you start designating everybody's color for national anthems, when there's only one national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, you're actually dividing the country and making things a lot worse. We gotta be comfortable in our skin. We have to stop being socialist, communist type of thing, because that's what they want to do. They want to break and divide the divide from within, and then walk in and destroy this country. Mr. Hayes himself, Obama, and he is the head of the snake. He is the snake of the grass. He is the puppet master. Him and George Soros and the global interest, the NWO and other things like that. They want a unified world order, not Americans, not the Constitution. They want that taken away, and they want to control it, and they're doing it in several different matters. One is dividing us by the color of the skin, by ethnic backgrounds, and by dividing us to what they call climate change and other means to destroy this country in every which way possible. And they find American people are standing up, and that's one of the reasons why Trump is so far ahead in all levels, and that's a big thing. Let me introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing great. Great day. I accomplished a lot. The opening of Super Bowl was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Yeah. They decided.
Nobody disrespected. They did the national anthem. They did America Beautiful. And it was just perfect. And it's crowded.
Yeah, they did that,
it looked good. And the commercials are great. They're just awesome.
I hear that Israel has a couple commercials coming in on that. They will spend some money, people should support of Israel, to try to boost the awareness of anti-Semitism, not only by what's going on in Israel, but in this country itself, and it's going to contradict and going to counteract what communist socialists are doing.
That's good. You know who doesn't have a commercial in the Super Bowl so far? Anheuser-Busch.
No, they got a couple coming in, but they're going, got the Clydesdales.
Michelob.
They also got the Clydesdales supposed to be in there. They're going back to the beginning, which they should have done, and try and correct stuff.
They're
because
swallowed.
You know what? You know what?
They're swabs.
They learned the hard lesson. If you go woke, you go broke. Now, if you go woke, it's part of the communist socialist plan to divide and destroy this country.
Roger Goodell needs a new beer sponsor for the NFL league. That's what I think. It's coming.
And that is?
Stay tuned. Because it'll be happening. It'll be happening. Okay. And that is
the
my
other
thought on that. But yes, it'll be big. It'll be giant, colossal. It'll take the country by storm. Okay? That's it. That's what I have to say. No score yet on with either San Francisco or Kansas City.
There's a couple of breaking news before we got on the air. One of it, the Defense Secretary Austin is back in the hospital.
He's back in the hospital, I saw.
Yeah, I think so. And he's back in some platter in situations. Toby Keith, he died of cancer. Stomach cancer, when it's detected early, is curable. But if you don't detect it, and a lot of them could be stomach signs like stomach flu and stuff like that. But if it doesn't get better over a period of a week or so, you got to get it checked out because it can be stomach cancer. So that's
you're in a certain age in life, not to knock it. I mean, everybody should anyway. But if you wake up not feeling good, you should go to the doctor. It doesn't matter what age you are, just go. Because you never know today.
When you douse yourself with all kinds of medicines and all kinds of pills and stuff, it changes the body too. And like we started the last show, we talked about the nature's defense that stuff you see on TV, and it works by a lot of people. I recommend that as a way to survive. It's natural vitamins,
you know,
basically.
You should take it. Instead of recommending it, you should take it before you recommend it. Sorry.
Yeah, but okay. Well, that's something I'm looking into. And that's important. There's the other breaking news that came over during the Sunday shows is and she has made official. Michelle Obama says, "No way am I going to be part of the political field. I did not like it when I was the first lady. I don't want to be part of it, and I am not going to." Barack said that Michelle is out. She's, do not even ask Kazuki to join in this. She's not doing it.
They're
going to
do something at the convention. Galvin Newsom,
most people are now pointing to Galvin Newsom or Buttigieg.
Another putt. East Palestine and all the traveling issues.
Right.
The airport,
but
the airlines,
according to Jill Biden, they're going to have to kill me and my husband in order to get us out of the White House. And that she said that.
What, even if they lose the election?
No, not talk about the lose election before the election. She's talking if we're not leaving. We're going to fulfill the term.
I have to say this. You know who wears the boxer shorts in that family?
Yeah, well, he wears the diapers.
Okay, so Jill wears the boxer shorts.
Yeah.
You think she does a hook on?
I don't know.
I'm bad. Do you can see Jill Biden in a sexy negligee with a hook on? All right. I'm bad. Ah. Okay. I take that back.
No. So that's a big thing there.
1 minute and 51 seconds left.
That was the first quarter.
That's right, and we're at the 3rd and 9. That's right, no score yet, but let's go, Kansas City.
And San Francisco. A lot of people are picking San Francisco. Well, so we'll see.
Why? Because they lost last year? Oh, boo-hoo.
Yeah, that, and I think San Francisco might be a better team. They both have their ups and downs.
Both teams right now are playing a great defensive game.
Yeah. If Mahomes doesn't get to Kelce, if they keep her out, keep him off of Kelce or prevent Kelce from getting the ball, San Francisco's going to win. I like Purdy. I like the young quarterback Purdy. I did last year, and I liked him before he was stepped in. He really took over. And I do like Perry. He's a young quarterback, and he's the future for a lot of people in the NFL.
What do you think people are eating tonight for Super Bowl? How many are BBQing?
Down here in Florida, you can. I would enjoy today if you can.
How many tailgate parties were outside of the stadium in Vegas?
Oh, thousands. Easy. Easy. But you don't have to go. That's unique areas. Okay. Don't forget, they just got the football team. They're getting a baseball team starting the season. They'll have a baseball team. They got a hockey team, which actually was still coming.
You have more to do in Vegas besides see a show. Or go waste and lose your money.
You got UFC, very big.
You can go to a sports game.
You got WrestleMania this year.
That's coming up
in April. There's a lot of things going on. And you got the AEW was this week. There's a bunch of stuff around. You got, the Golden Knights is the Stanley Cup champs. You got all that stuff.
In that off season, you know what that stadium can do? They can have concerts in there.
I'm sure they do.
No, they haven't. Not yet. They usually do their residency inside a hotel. But that was
you got so many different things. And you got, don't forget Vegas Strip and everything. All those hotels, it's tradition and everything.
Gambling. I'm sorry to say it. Gambling. The house always wins. I'm sure.
That's, don't forget.
The only thing you can do when you go gamble is throw the die in craps.
I like blackjack. I like blackjack, and I like Texas Hold'em.
I don't like any of it. It's boring. I can't stand it.
Not to me. The slot machines get boring after a while.
I don't play any of it. I don't like it. I'm not into it.
I was in Atlantic City.
You know what?
You got to watch the machines.
There are some grandstand shows on Vegas that have marquee great showmen doing a show every night. You know, it's too bad that Celine Dion has that, whatever, something with her with her bones.
But, you know, what Toby Keith and Celine Dion has in common?
Yeah, Shitty Swift.
Yes. She screwed both of them up. Taylor Swift would not be where she is today.
And disrespectful with the other.
Right.
You know?
Toby Keith founded her and gave her her start. And when he died, she just, and to this day, she hasn't mentioned a word to it. That's why a lot of people.
She would have never been found. You know?
No.
I think the nicest thing Taylor Swift ever did was help Rachel Platten get herself started in the biz. You know?
Anything else, she really hasn't done much for anything. She's just she's became a snob, silverspoon type thing.
Well, you think if her and Travis Kelce get married, that that marriage will last?
No, over time, maybe. I don't think it will last over time. I think so. The both will have another eye and everything for a while. And then things go sour. If KC wins today,
you think that's what happened with Tom Brady and his ex-wife?
Maybe. I think. Well, Tom Brady is into sports, into football. She wanted him to retire. Now he's only another team.
That was his career, and he enjoys it. You know what? Derek Jeter's wife supports her husband.
Yeah, that's another one. That's, also,
she's a model. She ain't from the poor schlep world, but she supports her husband and his dreams. And that's important. I mean, it doesn't matter. You support the person you love. You know what I mean? You do.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people don't are into that. Yeah, she wanted him to retire and stay home, you know, and do nothing. Sounds like somebody that is related to us with the ex-wife. Not mentioning names. Okay.
No, you can mention names.
I'm not going to mention their names.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't want to. Okay?
That's okay.
So,
not
to me. Okay? Don't know if he or she listens. So let's not. Okay?
Okay. By the way, we'll talk about Biden a little later. First, I want to talk about something else. I'd like to thank Scott Pressler, who's been and the team that set up early voting, registering people across the country, and we'd like to thank him for what he's doing. And he just flipped to some areas in California, and they're working on that. And the number of GOP registered voters this day reaches high not seen in over 20 years in California.
San Francisco scored. They did a
field goal.
Three-zero. Yeah. Boo! Okay, continue.
There, okay. Democrats lost 46.76% in registered voters, and the Republicans gained 24.6% of registered voters in January 1st, 2024. We're actually moving up along the line, and we're working and we're building up, and that's a big thing.
They're used and abused.
We also got two new commercials, actually three new commercials by Trump. One has to do with Nikki Haley, and they call it instant replay. He throws the ref legs, the instant replay, and based on Super Bowl and based on Nikki Haley's statements over a period of time. And the other one is based on, he did a commercial based on the mental health of Joe Biden.
You really think they're going to pick Gavin Newsom?
No, I don't know. But
look, California. Look at the devastation.
What's even worse, and it's a big split in the Democrat Party, is because if they skip Kamala Harris and put another white guy in front of her in Newsom, the Democrats, whatever black vote they have left, will lose it all. And that's the thing there. Plus, Kamala Harris people said if they skip me, don't be surprised if BLM and Antifa starts rioting again.
And you know what's going to happen to them?
We told Kamala Harris, if that happens, coroner's office will be very busy, and you will be in the prison cell.
And what did she say?
Nothing. She laughed like a laughing hyena.
Okay.
So that's the thing there. So there's a lot of infighting in
Obama,
there.
Is that what Obama wants?
No. He kind of walking away from this stuff, according to his team on the number of networks. They're trying to separate from each other. They say his team said that Biden is going to stay in there, and I think they're right. I think Biden is going to stay at the end. They can't afford to really play games because, like it will upset some of the base if they actually kick Biden out, especially what's left of the black community, if they skip Harris. And Michelle said no already publicly, so.
What do you think? I'm telling you, Kamala Harris is trying to get the delegate.
She's not going to get it. There's a lot of hatred that they see. The Democrats, she's got zero votes. She cannot win any election in any way. And Joe Biden will kill her. They already have fisticuffs. They already fought several times in the White House.
There's a new movie coming out called Wicked. It's a different aspect to The Wizard of Oz. It looks interesting.
It's about the witch.
Right.
Sounds like it's about the witch.
It is. It's very interesting. A different take on it. And the graphics are good. You know? And what else? Jordan told me there's a new Ghostbusters movie coming out.
Yeah, I told you about that a while back.
Okay. So, cinema lives. It just doesn't sit in the theater because nobody can afford it. I mean, the other day I went shopping for groceries and a bottle of oil was $7.49. So as you know, I like vinegar and oil on my salad. So I went to purchase oil again today, and lo and behold, it's $8.99.
Yeah.
You know, it's insane.
Yeah.
I know. Deal with it a little longer. You know what? Bread's going to cost $100 soon.
Again, we got to deal. We can't. Right now, there's no place to
People
go.
People learn how to make your own bread. or desserts.
We can. Yeah, well, there's places we can do that.
That's right.
Call it banana bread.
I don't like banana bread.
I do.
Holly. They have frozen holly, and you keep it in the freezer, and you take it out and open it, and it rises.
Heat up in the oven.
And then you put it in a bread metal container, and then cook it. Well, good in the oven, you know? And then you have fresh holly, you know? You can do several of them, and then you put it in something, and you have it. That's what it is. So...
Okay.
You can buy those boxes of baked stuff, and you start baking your own stuff.
I want to change the subject. Many people watched. Okay, yesterday Trump was in South Carolina, and he filled up a basketball arena, which holds about 13,000 people, including standing room, and he had another 15,000 to 20,000 or more outside. He did two speeches, one mini one for the people outside for the overflow crowd, and then did the other one, and he also did another one inside. They spent did the whole thing with an hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours. In one of his statements, he's talking about how he came into office, and NATO wasn't paying its fair share. We were spending all this money defending them in case of everything. Article 5 says that NATO members, which we're part of, we have, if one country goes into gets attacked, we all go in, and you know, and that's fine. But we shouldn't be paying the major price for securing Europe and NATO. So he told how he got money from NATO to pay up. And he said that, well, we, the United States, is not going to pay to give you money to supply you until you put in what you have to do and pay your dues. And if you don't, we can't defend you because we're not going to be your lackeys anymore. So he said in the speech that we should make these monies that we give as loans. You pay your loan back, and if you're delinquent, you don't get anything. And even if the country gets attacked, why should we go in if you're not paying for your own defense? Why should we give you carte blanche? And then he goes, you know what? Some of these countries, in order to learn lessons and stuff. By the way, he did get the money coming in, and NATO did come in and pay, and paid it up to date in some of these countries. Some haven't yet, but most of them did. Money is there. He said that maybe you deserve to get what you deserve, you know, because you're not paying for your own defense. So the left is saying, well, he wants to get rid of NATO, and he's wishing that Putin and other countries will attack our NATO countries. No, that's not what he meant. He said that if we're going in to put ourselves in harm's way, you got to pay your fair share, not rely on us on doing everything. And that's the difference. So they went after, but anyone that listened to the speech knew what he was talking about. But that's one thing he was saying.
They just did a commercial, and Carl Weathers was in it, and they paid homage to him.
Yes,
you know?
They were going to honor him.
They did. It was in the commercial. So.
Yeah, they were honoring him.
By the way, what's with the FanDuel thing with Gronk? He keeps kicking a football. What is he doing?
I don't know.
Somebody's going to win money.
Maybe.
You know. By the way, what happened with you and the pizza?
Me and the pizza? The pizza?
Yeah,
the pizza? Okay. Friday was National. Okay. Friday, it was National. It was International Pizza Day or National Pizza Day. And some of the pizza companies were giving out stuff or doing things for specials, whatever it may be. The company I work with, they did it last year too, and they did that with the donut thing with Dunkin' Donuts. Actually, the one with Dunkin' Donuts last year I won. But this year, I don't know till tomorrow if we won that one. But if you worked your normal hours on Friday, you get tickets, a raffle ticket they put in, and our 600 people or so that's in the company I work with, they picked five or six of them will get a $20 coupon for your favorite pizza place, or you can take it to any pizza place, and they'll honor it, like Little Caesars or something like that. So that's a big thing there. So, you know, it's one of the good things. It's like doing the same thing. It's like getting tokens. If you have you get one tokens with the, you know, over a period of time, and then at the end of each month, the first week of each month, we have an auction, and you can use the tokens that are awarded to you and bid on the auction and stuff, and then you win that prize. Just like The Price is Right or anything else, or Let's Make a Deal or any of those shows, you end up paying the taxes on the prize. So even though you won something big, it could cost you. So I bid on and won an espresso coffee machine, a big one. It's worth about $400. And I ended up paying $100-something in taxes for shipping and everything on it. So my pay is shortened a little bit. But you know what? We got a great machine, which will arrive tomorrow. But that's one of the benefits of what this company
was. Travis Kelce was bench because he went over to somebody and grabbed them and startled them and yelled at them on his team.
Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
If Kelce was benched, I know that Tony for us, the Chiefs,
I think he grabbed the coach or whoever that is, holding the paper, and he made him drop his stuff, and he was yelling at him.
Kansas Harrison lost Tony, which is a wide receiver, that's two big players if they did.
Well, you never grab somebody.
No, that's bad news. By the way, the other breaking news is yesterday the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, found a very extensive tunnel network under the UN headquarters in Gaza, run by Hamas, and they show videos of it and everything else. So all this UN stuff, that's another reason why we should kick UN out. UN's got to go.
The Rockefeller Center Rockefellers are never going to do it. You're in dreamland. They're communists. If you walk around Rockefeller Center, you can see all the communists statues or sconces or stuff all over the property. You're in La La Land.
Yeah, well, anyway, so that's the story there.
No.
And, of course, Biden, they're trying, it's kind of funny how the left is trying to cover, the media is trying to cover for Biden, and they really can't anymore. And now all of Obama's team and experts that's on MSNBC and CNN that support Obama and stuff are now saying that this is very troubling. One guy, Bagala, said that he had to get up every 2 hours because he had to go like a baby. He gets up every 2 hours to change the diapers for a baby. He said, I have to wake up at night. I slept like a baby. I have to get up every 2 hours to change the diaper type of thing because how it's damaging. And then the other guy that ran Obama's campaign said that this is the death knell for Biden. And he also said, when they asked about Michelle, he said, no, Michelle said, no way, no how. She coming
about
in.
About James Carville, What's James Carville expressing?
James Carville says it's damaging. I think it was Carville that said that if this happened in October, it would have been just as bad as the Comey thing for Hillary Clinton. It's the same format type of thing. But the line
Joe
is,
Joe Biden is not leaving the house.
They're not going to force
him out, and that's it.
Anyway, what's going to happen, he'll stay in. He's going to stay in, kicking and screaming. Joe Biden was in Nashville trying to raise money for Biden in the campaign over there. So that's a big – that was the thing there. But, you know, it doesn't matter. The deal is this. If you are mentally incompetent to stand trial, if they're not going to arrest you or charge you for a crime because they feel that you're mentally incompetent to tell a deposition or to stand up on the court, and they feel that the juries or the grand jury or any jury will be sympathetic to the defendant because of his incognizance in speech and ideas and stuff. I forget. He forgot.
Joe Biden cannot do a deposition.
Yeah.
He would never ever survive a deposition.
So they decide. They said he willfully held information and records and stuff like that. He actually also exposed to his ghostwriter, which Biden again lied publicly.
If you take him out as being president, you will have the laughing hyena. Is that what you want?
I know. That's why they're going to keep him in, which is fine. Right now, I'd rather keep him in this way and just pound him on the commercials on his conscience and sympathy and his mental state and all
matter.
That.
It doesn't matter who they pick at the convention because they're going to fucking lose anyway.
Right.
Nobody
wants and by that time, it's much
the
too long because you're going to...
Biden will be president and walk out of the White House on January 20th and leave. Him and Joe.
Right.
That's what's
right.
going to happen, people. So, get prepared to start.
You know, and that's a big thing. But like I started to say, if he's mentally incompetent to stand trial, then he's mentally
incompetent
to run the race.
He's incompetent. He cannot stand trial.
He's incompetent. He's mentally incompetent to stand trial. He's mentally incompetent to be president. So we got to keep an eye on things going forward, and they are. But we already knew for a number of years that he wasn't actually the one that's running for president, that's actually running the White House. It's a conglomerate of people. The deep state, Obama, who lives in D.C., was doing it for
Jekyll Island.
Right.
The creature from Jekyll Island.
Among other things.
And the numbnuts. So, and they're controlled by the creature of Jekyll Island, which is deep state. They're controlled. They're all controlled. They're all owned. They're controlled. They're robots.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the way it is.
Now, okay. I also got to mention that there's a special election in a number of places connected this Tuesday. One in the Pennsylvania that we could actually flip a Pennsylvania state house. If you live in that district in Pennsylvania, if you're get all the Republicans out so we can flip the house. This person supposedly is very close or leading now, so we can get this flipped. Again, like I started to say, Scott Pressler and his people are registering voters left and right, including all the Amish. That's 80,000 Amish people they registered to vote in this time around, which will flip Pennsylvania to Republican anyway, and to get out there and vote on the special election on Tuesday. The other one is at CD3 in New York. And this young lady, she is a Republican that's running to take George Santos' spot. The race is tight. Supposedly, it's a red area. It's Long Island, that's just Suffolk County, and that part of Queens, that northern part of Queens that's attached to Nassau County. That's more of a right-wing area, and that's important to get out there and vote. She's former Israeli Defense Force person. She is a very pro-life, pro-constitution individual. She's law and order, and she does not support the thugs, the illegals, and stuff like that. And she protects the Second Amendment, and she'll protect this country. The Democrat running wants to grab your guns and take your guns away. He supports the Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all the criminals. So I got to make sure that he loses and this young lady wins. So vote Republican CD3 on Tuesday. It's very important. And do it right. It'll help save the state of New York. And again, we promise you Trump will be in New
York.
Why
are you so wrong?
Come on. Trump will be in doing two rallies in New York, one in Yankee Stadium sometime in the spring, and the other one in Madison Square Garden. At least that's what we're setting up for, because we believe we could vote with New York and New Jersey in November. So, in fact, we might even have a shot winning California because of what's going on there. So that's a big thing. And, of course, and also... confirmed that Roma is gone and is the RNC chair in starting 2 weeks. Because after the South Carolina the primary, she's resigning. She all intents and purposes admitted. The people behind the scenes admitted, but she's denied through an email. But everybody knows that's just procedural, and she's gone after that because Trump asked her to resign. She's going to resign.
When I see it, I believe it.
Meanwhile, the head of the Republican Party in North Carolina is one of the people, along with Scott Pressler and a couple other people, that's in line to take over as chair, and that'll be announced right after the South Carolina primary, officially.
Is Trump going to be doing more rallies in South Carolina?
Yeah, he's got 2 weeks. Early voting starts Monday, tomorrow. He's expected to be there sometime this week. He's also got the Supreme Court ruling on immunity coming up, and he's going to be busy with that.
They're doing a Jewish commercial, Stand Up for Jewish People. Stand
yeah,
up
there's
a,
there's supposed to be two of them. Yes. I think there's supposed to be two of them.
Ooh, Sonic's back. What did I say? I'm a big kid.
Yeah. Well, that's a big thing there. Also, you're getting closer. You should be getting close to halftime.
I am. Okay. It's called the silent halftime. I should record it. Yeah. We'll record this.
Well, we only have 16 minutes left of the show, so. And you got 7.5 minutes left before half.
Okay. Are we at the halftime show?
No,
we have 7 minutes. 7 minutes, that could take a half an hour. You know, they're playing great defense, I'm telling you. It's great. So, you know what Wednesday is? Well, every day is.
What is Wednesday?
What's the date?
Valentine's Day.
Every day is Valentine's Day. Valentine's is for lovers. There you go. You know how much flowers are? My God. Roses are like $30. Shit. That's a lot of rose. $5 a rose. No, that's not that. Three times $2.50 a rose. Wow. I'm going to grow my own and we can go pick it up. So, yeah. You know? Best kind of roses are purple roses. Right, dear?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Right, Joe?
Yeah.
Purple roses?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. They're pretty. So.
Lenny Dykstra said that stand up to Jewish hate commercial, which he just saw. Who reads this? Dumbasses make it sound like it's Jews doing the hating. I would have gone
yeah.
with anti-Jewish
that's
hate.
That's why I asked you.
Yeah.
So.
Probably written by someone who says could care less with, when they mean care less.
I don't know. Hey, let's do the snake poem. I feel like a snake poem. You know?
Right.
The snake
yeah.
poems anyway. Little shit. You know?
Yeah.
Want to play
okay.
a song and then come back with the poem?
I got the poem ready.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. By the way, President Trump did the snake poem in South Carolina yesterday. I knew he was going to do it, and I'm going to do it now, and I told him I would. Anyway, on her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in. I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Come, take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, the tender woman sighed the snake. I saved you, cried the woman, and you've bit me even why. And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, city woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you brought me in. That's the key right there. And with, you know how many, we have over 1 million people came into this country from October of 2023 to yesterday. There's 1.8 million getaways since Biden got in office. We had the most secure borders in 2019, 2020, when Trump was in office. Biden came in, and everything that Trump did to secure the border, he undid it with executive orders and elsewhere. And it's important mm-hmm. to understand that. And it's not if we're going to get attacked. It's a matter of when. And it's going to be done by people Biden allowed in. He was trying to do this on purpose. It was delivered to base by...
He's still sitting on the bench.
Right. And the deal is that this is a guy that actually wants his country to fundamentally change and destroy the country from within, and that's what he's doing, and that's what he's doing.
A good job.
Yeah.
But we
now,
want to
you
him because we don't want her. So why can't we get rid of her?
So this is what we're going to do is we are MAGA. We are making America great again. We support this Constitution. We support Trump. And no matter what they throw at us, we're going to continue to go. And we're going to continue to fight. And we're going to win this because the 2024 election is the most important election in our time. This is the final battle. And in order to save this country and the Constitution, we have to continue to fight and win this. So we're playing. We will not back down. Go back down. Getting closer to the end of the show. We got a couple of minutes, and Scarlett, are you there?
No.
All right. You want to say good night? Because we're heading down to the show. What? All right. Anyway, we're getting towards the end of the show. We're going to be back on Wednesday evening. We're going to be back on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. What? We're going to be doing the show Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. on Block Talk Radio, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Radio Show. And our caller number is 515-602-9657. We'll give you an update on the special elections in New York and Pennsylvania and elsewhere. We'll break down those stories that's happening on during the week. And we'll give you an update, an overview of or the post-game show from the Super Bowl and any controversies that occur. We'll find out what's going on with Travis and what he's doing, because I heard he's benched into a fight with a coach. There was also an injury involved, a major injury, and plus you got Tommy not running. So we got that going. It's very low scoring, kind of a defensive game. Might not be...
9-0. 9-0. 10-0.
Tencio.
They scored a touchdown. I think San Francisco is going to be Super Bowl this year.
Well, you
hey,
did. It's actually their favorite.
Okay, well, you know, everybody has their moment. This is Scarlett Butler telling everybody to have a great night. Enjoy Super Bowl. Enjoy your food. And I'll be back on Wednesday. God bless America. God bless Israel. Everybody have a great, safe night. I'll see you on Wednesday. And remember, Wednesday is Valentine's Day. Bye, everyone. Bye.
We're going to do it. We'll probably do a big Valentine's show, too. Anyway, I want to thank everybody in the chat room around the world listening. We're working many stories at one time, so sometimes I kind of hesitate in the talk because we're trying to get these in. Again, thank you again. Remember, if you cannot do a deposition, if you cannot be charged with a crime because of mental disabilities or mental incompetency, then how could you hold the football and hold the and control the free world? So that's a question we all need to think about. And which means we really have no choice but hold them on till November, till January 20th of next year. But it also means that everybody has to get out there and make sure that Trump wins in November. So that's a big thing there, because we cannot have somebody that's mentally incompetent to be in the White House any longer than he had to be. Thank you again, and have a great evening. See you again on Wednesday evening, and have a great day.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I have today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the